always gets a steal. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it's over. And we're going to the state championship game.
Beth Varin Academy winning yesterday's semifinal against the Covenant Day School in Dallas. Varin Academy, an Orthodox Jewish school in Houston, almost didn't get the chance to play that game or today's final when the association which schedules said games refused to change the timing to accommodate the Sabbath. Sports columnist Jerome Solomon has been following the story for the Houston Chronicle. Jerome, welcome back to Only a Game.
Oh, it's not only a game. Did you hear that kid, how excited he was?
I know. That was why there was the laugh in my voice. I'm remembering. Like, the poor kid is not going to have any voice left for the final.
That's okay. He's going to be featured in my column on Sunday. I'm going to have to find him. Very entertaining. But that's what sports is about, and especially at this level. It should be about the kids playing and enjoying themselves, not about adults fighting over silly things.
Of course, you're exactly right. By way of a little background, Varin Academy joined the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools, or TAPS, in 2009. TAPS has a history of scheduling playoffs for Friday evening and Saturday afternoon to avoid conflicts with Christian schools that might not want to play on Sunday. But, of course, they changed all that when they admitted a Jewish school, right?
No, that's the thing. They don't play on Sundays, period, for that reason. They schedule games all day on Friday and any time on Saturday. So even admitting a Jewish school wouldn't be an issue. The Texas Christian Athletic League, another private school league, which has Christian in its name, unlike TAPS, faced the exact same situation for its championship game last year. The game was scheduled for 4:30. They moved the game to 8:30 that night and played it. It was no big deal. Nobody talked about it. You didn't care because it was just a game. It really was just a game. It should just be a game.
The head of Varin Academy, Rabbi Harry Sinoff, had opposed taking legal action. He said it would be, quote, inflammatory. Three parents and three students filed for a temporary restraining order instead. Was that move, in fact, inflammatory?
Yes. I mean, no doubt about it. You would think that reasonable adults could come to, you know, some sort of solution to the situation without it going to court. But clearly the TAPS board isn't made up of reasonable adults, I guess, because they voted 8-0 against making an adjustment. The other team said they were willing to change the game time. The TAPS board just was flat out against it. And none of these kids are Jeremy Lin. None of these kids will go on and play major college basketball. It is just a high school basketball game, and there was just no reason not to make the accommodation for Varin Academy.
Don't you think that announcer might have a future?
Now, he has a huge future. I don't know if he could maintain it. You just played the last few seconds. He was like that from the opening tip until the end. It was very impressive, I must say.
Jerome Solomon is a columnist for the Houston Chronicle. Jerome, thank you very much for joining me.
Anytime, Bill.
You're listening to Only a Game.